Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago.
Are you feeling better?
Yes, a little bit better.
Did you Lysol everything?
At the studio?
Just in general?
Yes.
You did? Did you Lysol your phone?
No.
That's why she's sick. The person who's the most attached to her phone of anybody in this building, Violetta. I got an email from John. Hey, Eric, I read a survey at work that revealed that 18% of people clean their smartphone on a weekly basis. I feel weird because I never even thought to clean mine. I was wondering if you clean yours. Thanks, John. Uh-huh. You know, John, I really don't.
What?
I really don't.
As many times do you probably pick it up, like, what, 50 times a day after you touched every door handle in Chicago?
Understood.
I clean it sometimes if, like, crumbs fall in my, like, case. And I
will clean it. Well, yeah, for the, if there are crumbs in there, I will clean it. But I don't, like, at the conclusion of each day, pull out a Lysol wipe and wipe it down.
Yeah. Are you supposed to use Lysol wipes?
I'm just using that as a general term, though, or any kind of cleaning wipe.
Yeah,
my
grandma has those little wipes for her glasses.
Yeah, you can use those, too.
So she's, like, running around trying to get anything that has glass when she opens one to, like, multi-use it.
Right.
She's like, give me your phone, give me your phone. I'm like, oh, okay.
There you go.
But those aren't antibacterial, right?
But back to the whole concept of wiping down the phone versus selecting what type of antibacterial wipes. Do you do that?
Yep.
You do it. How often?
All the time. Well, you know, I make sure that I have that clear plastic screen on it because I don't think it's supposed to touch the real screen of the phone.
The glass.
Uh-huh. And so, yeah, I probably do it at least once a week.
Okay. Which would fall into this. 18% of people clean 100%. Their smartphone on a weekly basis, hence his original question.
100%.
So you are in the 18%.
Yeah, I've never been so serious. I wipe it down, and sometimes I'll just do like two or three. I did it today. I'll do the outside of the phone in the back.
Wow. Well, have you ever think of just dunking it in?
Some hand sanitizer?
Yeah, just Purell all over it, something like that?
If I could, I would.
Whip, based on your face, I'm guessing you don't do this? Or
I do. Well, I use one of those microfiber cloths.
Does that really...
I don't think... That's why I asked about...
That just wipes the fingerprints off.
That's why I was asking about the Lysol, because I don't think I do it to actually get it medically clean.
Yeah.
I just get it where it's not smudged and gross looking.
Yeah. Violetta?
No, I don't. And I wear, makeup, and sometimes I can see it on my screen protector. Well, not today either. I just don't feel like it yet.
I gotcha.
Maybe by Wednesday.
That's okay. I'm wearing it today.
Okay, good. So I see that on my screen sometimes, so I'll wipe it like against my pants, but never, sanitary.
That's about the extent of my cleaning of my phone, wiping it on my pants.
Works.
I feel like my pants are fairly clean. Can you use the Lysol wipes on there?
I don't know for sure. I feel like I heard that you can't use it on the glass.
Do they have like a standard phone cleaning type of wipe that we should all be investing in?
I think they do, and I wonder if it's the same wipe that you can use for the TVs. There is a wipe for your television.
Once there's somebody who falls for the Lysol wipes, they use them on everything.
Yeah.
And I feel they use them on everything, and I almost feel like that's one of those where you're totally fine doing it. They say you shouldn't, but you do it and it works anyway.
They're like
have you heard of anybody who's walked into their T-Mobile store going, my phone doesn't work, I use the Lysol wipe on it? I don't know.
It might just make your screen smudged and streaked and all that stuff.
312-233-1019, best way to clean the phone. We have anybody that works at one of the different phone stores there recommended way? Oh, I know what's coming now. Well, if you come in, we've got this special product that we'll sell you. It's a spray bottle, and I can get it to you for $39.99.
Yeah, a month.
Yeah. What's in it? Water. 312-233-1019. Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
Hi. I guess we have really, really gross phones. People aren't cleaning their phones enough, and that's why they're all sick like Violetta, because she's on her phone the whole time, and the thing is just covered in MRSA and coronavirus.
I can help.
Yeah.
So there's glasses wipes, there are eyeglasses wipes that are also safe for just a quick wipe. But also on Shark Tank several years ago was a product called Phone Soap.
Phone soap. Got it.
Phone soap.
Got it.
It's a little box that you can put your phone in. It takes like a couple minutes. And it's a UV light that cleans your entire phone and sanitizes it.
That's so cool.
Violetta is typing it. Melissa is writing it down.
I want to know if those UV light things really work. I don't.
It does something because I put mine in there all the time. You just come home, pop it in for a minute. And
right.
it's clean.
Right. I'm guessing if it was on Shark Tank and the sharks got involved, there was some type of clarification as to whether or not it biologically works.
There's
in the
a note that says
germs.
Clinically proven.
Clinically, and they wouldn't put a note on there if it wasn't
sure.
True.
Clinically.
Yeah.
Right there at the clinic.
Same phone stuff, Jason?
Exactly. I have the phone stuff as well.
Ooh.
And it's a UV light that cleans and sanitizes the phone. They claim that the Lysol wipe can destroy the film on the front of the screen.
Gotcha. Right.
There you go.
I've
so the
that.
Film, like the little piece you put over the screen, it destroys that or destroys the screen on the phone, the glass piece?
The glass piece.
Got it.
Yeah. That's why I feel like I only do it with the cover on the glass piece. But...
I got this email from Melissa. Hey, Eric, we did a bacteria test in microbiology class years ago. I actually called in sick that day.
I love that
stuff. From microbiology class. I swabbed the bottom of my shoe, the toilet seat, the doorknob, and my cell phone. Guess which one was the dirtiest?
No.
You can take your choices there. Once again, bottom of the shoe, toilet seat, doorknob, cell phone.
I'll just be different. I'll go doorknob.
Doorknob. Anybody else?
I'm going to go with the cell phone.
Cell phone.
Yeah, cell phone.
No, you're all wrong.
Oh. The shoe.
I was lying. It was actually Melissa's doorknob. It is.
Oh.
Doorknob was the dirtiest, then the cell phone, then the bottom of your shoe, then the toilet seat.
This is totally anecdotal, but I feel like we see a story every couple of weeks where somebody did a study, and it's usually the cell phone because it's so shocking that it's dirtier than those other things, supposedly. But.
And everybody obviously is so concerned about germs. Every time you turn around, you're seeing a coronavirus story. Everybody is hyper crazy about making sure that you clean and disinfect and do all those things. The FDA has stepped in and now told Purell. Which, by the way, we have some Purell in the bathroom here. The FDA has told Purell, stop saying you can cut down on the flu. You can't.
Right.
Purell won't get it done, Melissa. Bad news for you. There's a tidbit.
What?
Yeah, the FDA stepped in and said, nah. Nah, that stuff doesn't work.
Not clinically proven.
Yep, not going to happen. Yay! Plenty of those stories on Tidbit Tuesday. Melissa's looking at me like... like, I bribed the FDA to say that. She doesn't believe me. She's looking at me like I sent the FDA a bribe to send out that story. I don't know if I'd buy that.
99.9% of germs and bacteria.
Well, the FDA says it doesn't.
I think there's a lot of rules when it comes to medical claims, like I prevent an illness. I don't think you could just say that.
Also, in another study, office break rooms have more bacteria than most office restrooms.
So what are they doing in there?
That kitchen hellhole down there? Watch out. You are stepping into the den of coronavirus down there. Yeah. And we want to thank Violetta for bringing the flu in here just before we go to Mexico.
Yeah, I'm feeling better.
Cynthia.
Well, as long as you're feeling better. That's really all that matters. Screw the rest of us.
Great.
And about to find out where everybody's going. Do you see what's happening here? Not only is this an Eric in the Morning list, Melissa, but if you pay close attention, it's morning show research disguised as an Eric in the Morning list because you're going to see. Did you notice that?
I did notice.
Ah, there's a method to the madness.
I know.
See where the fine folks are all hanging out.
Yeah.
Well,
we've all got it. Yep.
Here we go. Top three places. I had no idea. More Americans are going to the library than the movies. Violetta wants to know why you would want to go there to, like, learn and read and stuff when you've got perfectly good Kardashian videos to watch at home.
And so many Targets.
Right.
So many choices of Target.
That's the problem. Lisa called and wanted to suggest Target, but we had to cut her loose because she goes to the Alston location.
Oh, so.
You can't do that.
Sorry, Lisa.
That's not as good as the one on Division.
Sorry about that. Where do you find yourself always going, Melissa?
Good morning. I spend my whole life in the Aldi aisle of shame.
Aldi aisle of what?
Shame. That aisle in Aldi where all the random things are. I love that aisle.
I've never heard it called that. I've never been in the Aldi aisle, and I still don't know specifically what you call it. I can't understand you. Sorry.
Aldi. The grocery store Aldi.
I got that part. But the
aisle of what?
Shame.
Uh-huh. I thought it was the Isle of Shame or Pain.
Or
Spain.
Yeah, right.
There's so much stuff there you don't need, but you get.
Denise always going to?
Binny's.
Binny's. Mm-hmm. How many times a week would you say you end up in Binny's?
Oh, maybe a couple.
Couple times a week at Binny's. Never too much. Never too much. Look at Andrea proving things right. Andrea, you find yourself always ending up where?
I'm always at North Riverside Public Library.
North Riverside Public Library. Are you getting
all
your art in?
Oh, my God. I don't even go for art. And you know what? It's a library, and I ignore the books. I go straight to the video games.
Right to the video game section. Who knows?
We go to.
You got to game out. PS4, you got to game out all day.
We're gaming out all day at the library. That's what we've become.
It's free. Free of charge.
Right. Speaking of gaming, Greg, you seem to find out that you end up where?
At any Gold Rush gaming place. That's the video slots.
Oh, video slots,
God,
Gold Rush,
really?
Gaming.
Yeah.
You ever win big?
No, by $200.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
One of these days, though.
Look at this. Robin, for some reason, you always find out that you end up where?
At the casino.
Which one?
Usually Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
I go to several, though, Eric. Nicole, I don't think I know this. You always end up where?
The open bottle.
The open bottle. What is that?
It's a tap room and craft beer shop in Tinley Park.
Oh, that's nice. A little craft beer. Mm. Yeah, that's nice. A little tap room. Can't beat that. Top three places you always go. You ready?
Yeah.
A tie at number three. You always go where, Pam?
We go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Can't beat
at
it.
At least once a week.
Yeah. At least once a week to B-dubs.
Awesome.
Tied with what? Renee always ends up.
Frank's Fresh Market.
Frank's
Best
Fresh.
Italian deli.
Yeah, they got a kick-ass Italian deli.
It's wild in there.
Yeah, you get yourself a nice big Italian sandwich. You go down to North Riverside Public Library. You find yourself some gaming. Fantastic. And number two, Jonathan always ends up where?
I go to Smart Bar at Queen every Sunday night.
Smart Bar at Queen. I don't think I know that.
It's a house music dance party.
Nice. You ever see Violetta there?
I don't think I know what she looks like.
Yeah, she's there crushing it. Yeah, at the house party.
I'm the really cute girl.
And then finally, in at number one, this one hits a little close to home for people here. April always ends up where?
At the Hobart Bingo Hall.
There we go.
What?
Yeah.
It's a hot one.
Hot spot. Hobart Bingo Hall. How many times a week you lock it down at the Hobart Bingo Hall?
At least once. They have it three times a week, so it just depends on work.
You got a bingo gang you like to hang with?
A gang.
I actually have been recruiting my parents, my brother.
Sweet.
Yeah. All ages go to bingo.
Won't recruit your friends, though. Huh? Just family members
just family.
Who really don't have any choice. They have to do it. Yeah.
It's the safe form of gambling,
you ever win there, April, at the Hobart Bingo Hall?
Yeah, the most was on a letter M for
$500. Oh,
wow.
Man.
That'll pay
that.
For a whole year's worth of bingo.
I wonder if you've ever run into Cynthia's mom, Big Joyce, there. Big Joyce goes to the Hobart Bingo
I bet you she does.
All right, Whip in the news a second ago gave us this story. The headline said,
Men who drive high-status luxury vehicles more likely to be a-holes.
Okay, and then I said, okay, well, what about women? He's like, they didn't do that study, so I thought we would.
Okay.
312-233-1019. In your commuting experience, as you jump on the roads this morning, women who drive what kind of cars tend to be a-holes? Now, there's the general sweeping idea. Andrea.
Hi. Oh, hi.
Hi.
I believe it's minivans.
Women who drive minivans.
They
feel like
crazy.
They just own the road. And they can be wherever they want. They can do whatever they want.
Oh, they think it's the safest car, so they're like, let me just drive crazy.
Right. Let me just drive right over you with my minivan.
It's like driving a bus.
Right. And then there are some that are way more specific and feel very particular to maybe one person in your life. Watch
what?
This. Women who tend to drive what are a-holes? Amira.
Nissan Altimas.
Nissan Altimas.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Very specific. Yeah.
They act like they're driving like a fast car or something. I'm like, it's a Nissan Altima. Where are you going?
That you had Where to are you going?
Where do you think you're going? You're not going anywhere.
Where are you going?
In your Nissan Altima.
Hold
on. Don't even get me started about women who drive what, Joanna?
Oh, my God. Luxury SUVs. Cadillacs, Audis, whatever. They're
hot. Yeah, the woman in the Cadillac SUV. Yeah. Thinks she's so much better than you.
That's right.
I actually had one of those ladies not let me in.
Yeah.
She was
really
not nice. Not let you know when you're coming off a ramp.
That proves it.
Yeah. I was like, why?
How about those women behind the wheel of what, Sarah?
Jeep Wranglers.
Jeep Wranglers. Nothing but trouble.
I think that's Cynthia.
Nothing but trouble. Yeah.
And it's that because I drive one.
Oh, do you?
I am one.
Yes,
and
you're
you
a self-proclaimed a-hole.
Man.
You notice who's been really quiet over there? Viola's like, please don't say Honda. Please don't say Honda. Please don't say Honda. Please don't say Honda.
No, no. Honda drivers are very nice.
You know, I've noticed on my commute lately, it seems like Toyota Camry drivers are way over-aggressive.
Really?
That's interesting.
Yeah, weaving in and out of lanes, and it's usually a dude behind the wheel like a Camry.
Always a dude.
Who's got, like, you know, a message he wants to send you.
Yeah.
And is it, like, red?
Nah, mostly navy blue.
Okay.
Navy blue?
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know why that is. Okay. Violetta just mentioned to me off the air, you were out of the studio, missed it, Melissa.
Yeah.
By the way, have you been here a year yet?
Yes, February. I started in February.
Do you remember the date, though?
I think I was in the last week in January, but I started February.
So we are, like, somewhere in the midst of your one-year anniversary
right
exactly.
now. Yeah, exactly. This is my one-year anniversary.
Wow. And she had mentioned that right after she started here, she remembers a conversation, since that song is Later Baby XOXO, that we had been discussing. There had been some confusion as to which one of the two is the kiss and which one is the hug.
Oh, yeah.
Of the XOs.
Yeah, I can't get it out of my head. I always still think about it. I'm like, is it the hug because it's an X with your arms, or is that the kiss because it's your lips? And
I feel like it's a clear answer that the X is always the kiss and the O is the hug.
But you say hugs and kisses when you say it out loud. So it would be XO.
That's true. Which is the hug and the kiss?
It's very confusing, and I think
I'm
about it all the time.
I'm trying to remember what people even said.
Well, I mean,
but
to you, Melissa, which is the hug and the kiss?
I never actually. I just do it. I would say you would think the X would be X marks the spot, like an X, like put your lips on that.
What?
Like
in a treasure hunt, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so if I had a treasure hunt map and there's an X, I should kiss it.
X.
By your definition, put your lips on that.
Well, since
so anything we put an X on, you put your lips on. Good to know.
Since we're talking only about
that
hugs
was the weirdest logic I've ever
kisses.
Heard.
Yeah. Like
well, Eric,
X
I haven't really
X
thought about it for a while, but I guess because you put an X marks the spot, you should kiss whatever you have an X on. What?
X marks the spot. That's where you slap your lips on it.
All right. Why don't you slap it? Forget it. So the O is the hug then?
Yeah.
Would you agree or disagree, Whip?
Oh, 100% agree.
X is the kiss, O is the hug.
Yes.
I'm opposite because you say hugs and kisses, so the hugs must be the X. XOXO. Hugs and kisses.
I do see the logic there. I'm a little more than put your lips on this. But
treasure map.
Put your lips on this was an interesting moment, so I'm not opposed to that either. Does anybody know for certain? Frank, you say what, though?
Eric and crew, kisses and hugs you, but I'm
fine
with Violetta.
Yeah.
You grab her, and you place an X on her back, and she grabs an X on your back, and your mouth is a zero, an O.
Well, that would make the O the kiss, then, because that's your mouth.
Yeah, that's what you say. X is the hug. X is the hug.
Right.
Just like you confuse them, I'm confusing you, but it's right. Right.
So you're saying the Melissa's theory that put your X on wherever you put your X, you put your lips on that, doesn't work.
Consider the first, it's Melissa.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Come on, dude.
I don't know what's going on.
All right.
I don't know.
Either Rick.
Jeez.
Okay, the X's are the hugs and the O's are the kisses. That was all based on the tic-tac-toe game back in grade school. So X's are the arms. And the O's are the kisses.
Where and it goes back to grade school tic-tac-toe. Were you kissing during that?
No, I watched the girls playing the classroom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too.
I watched the girls kissing all the time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Play another game.
I wasn't really invited
to
that game. Me either, Rick. I don't really know what that means. I'm comfortable with the top three things trending on Twitter right now with social media director Mel D. You ready to roll?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go at number three.
Okay, Billie Eilish just landed her first magazine cover for Vogue. So she's on Vogue. It's just another thing to add to her already impressive 2020 year. So the magazine offers digital covers and actual copies, so you can see it online or you could buy it in a store. But the big takeaway was that she got real about her friendship with Drake. Oh. So people gave Billie a hard time for being friends with Drake because of their age difference. So Twitter basically came after Drake a couple months ago for texting Billie. And in the new Vogue article, she came out and said that the internet, it's a stupid place. There's nothing going on with her and Drake.
I'm going to go with Billie on that one. It's a stupid place.
Yeah.
Very
all
stupid.
All the stupid stuff.
Stupid.
Is on the cover of Vogue, is she still with the green hair?
She does have the green hair, yeah. Right in the middle.
Got it. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Okay, if you missed seeing Hamilton, the play, while it was touring, you're going to get another chance to see it because Hamilton, the movie, it's coming to the movies with the original Broadway cast, including Lin-Manuel Miranda. So there's a ton of hype for this play, and people would pay hundreds of dollars for a ticket to see it. But they tweeted out yesterday that the news is going to be that Disney will bring the film to life, where the movie version will capture all the stage performances. It looks like Hamilton, the movie, is going to have everybody from the original cast, and it's going to be in theaters next year, sometime in 2021.
Hmm.
The question will be, will anybody go see it because everybody's at the library?
That's a fact.
If you've just tuned in and you're thinking, what the hell does that mean? Check out today's Eric in the Morning podcast. It'll make sense later. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Lady Gaga is getting some attention after she posted a photo of her new boyfriend on Instagram. It's not Bradley Cooper. A lot of people were rooting for those two after all their on-screen chemistry, but it's her new boyfriend, Michael Polanski.
Polanski. Come on, where are you from?
I don't even know how to say it.
Southside Polanski.
Get it right. Yeah.
So she was spotted kissing this guy back around New Year's in Vegas, and now that guy is finally revealed. So both of them were in Miami for the Super Bowl, and in a new photo, they're on a boat. They're sitting in each other's laps. Michael isn't really famous, but the two met in L.A. since he does some work for Facebook. But, yeah, Lady Gaga is officially off the market.
Did you see, since you mentioned Bradley Cooper, who he was spotted with?
Ooh. Oh,
in
I saw
a romantic entanglement.
Was this a rumor or is it true?
Well, based on everything I'm reading, I mean, I wasn't there. Okay. I just follow what I've been told. Yeah. Have you heard?
I saw, but I don't remember who it was.
Katie Holmes.
Oh, that's a, hey, wait, I thought she was dating Jamie Foxx.
Well, I guess not.
No, those two split up a while ago.
I missed that. Well, I like her, though.
Thank you.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago. Anybody listening who? Youngest kid with a smartphone. Read a study yesterday that said the average age that kids are getting, you know, their iPhones or their Androids, 7. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I can't.
You know, they're probably more responsible with it than I am. All things being considered, right? Anybody listening who is the youngest kid with your very own smartphone? Hi there, Glenn.
Hi, my daughter's 7, and she got a smartwatch for Christmas this year.
Oh, cool. Yeah, got the phone and the watch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
she's fully technologically equipped. How many of those has she lost?
None so far. She's actually in the house. She's actually the most responsible. She charges it. It's always charged, right. And she always answers.
That's the point.
She always answers.
She answers. It's charged. She knows where it
she
is.
She always answers.
It's like a 35-year-old mom can't pull that off. I know I couldn't. It's absolutely crazy. Knows exactly what she's doing. Hi there, Maria.
Hi.
Hi. Your daughter?
Yes, my daughter. I got her first phone when she was 3.
3 years old. Yeah. Got to get her an iPhone.
All right.
You know, you never know when she's gonna want to do Postmates.
Let her,
little Grubhub.
Peppa Pig, watching a little Peppa Pig, maybe.
Yes, a lot of that. But
I think Grubhub's
funnier.
She probably actually is watching Peppa Pig.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting her friends together, go to the club.
Yeah.
See? And why did you pick 3 years old and get her an iPhone? What was the reasoning again?
Because she was going to the sitter, and I just needed her to get a hold of me if she really needed me.
Right. Now, when she's going to get a hold of you, does she make the call? Does she text you? Does she slide something into your DMs?
She does both call and text. She'll voice text.
That is fascinating. Yeah.
She can text you?
Well, she'll do a voice text.
Oh, wow.
See? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yes. Melissa still doesn't know how to do that. Yeah. Can she teach us?
At 3?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is she constantly getting a hold of you? We need this. We need that. You got to bring this home. Yeah. Mom.
Yeah, she'll even call me at work and ask for me. I need to speak to my mommy, please.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry, she's in a meeting. Well, I'm going to need you to pull her out of that. I got a little issue in the potty here, and I'm going to need to actually talk with her.
Potty.
Yeah. 3 years old.
Oh, gosh, that's crazy.
Unbelievable. Melissa?
Yes?
What do we love?
Love?
That is exactly right. We do love love. Okay. No doubt about it. And what is the next quote-unquote major holiday coming?
Valentine's Day.
You're doing well. 2 for 2.
Yep. So far, so good.
Let me ask you this. Do you get more excited about Valentine's Day or Christmas? Once again, Valentine's Day or Christmas? Which one do you get more excited about, Melissa?
Well, I'm going to say now it's really Valentine's Day because Christmas stresses me out now.
What?
I know. It just does. Valentine's Day is just easier. It's one person.
I think Valentine's Day is supposed to be two people.
Well, you buy for one person. I'm not buying for myself. You know,
do you have
a gift
somebody
for one
involved
person.
With Valentine's Day that we don't know about?
Oh, I always give something to my son Porter.
I get that.
Oh, okay.
But Valentine's Day, I think the general theme of the day is not so much mother-son. It's a coupling theme, generally,
sure.
I think, the larger way that it's been framed, right?
Oh, sure.
But yet
sure.
You still get more excited about that than Christmas.
Well, Christmas now stresses me out so much, so yeah.
Whip, which one are you more excited about?
Definitely Christmas.
Okay. Violetta, earlier this morning, you alluded to your answer.
I love Valentine's Day.
Why?
Because it's just so sweet and everything's pink and red.
Everything's pink.
Yeah.
That's kind of my determination on if I like a holiday or not.
Well,
the color of it.
Green and red clash sometimes.
What color is, like, St. Patrick's Day is green.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
4th of July is kind of red, white, and
yeah,
blue.
Yeah, that's really cute because you can wear short shorts.
Right,
and
what,
like a
what color is Thanksgiving?
Orange.
And brown.
I love a good brown holiday.
It can be gold.
I love myself.
It can be gold.
I'm like, give me a brown holiday over anything else. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Hey, Dina.
Hello.
If you had the choice, which one are you more excited about, Christmas or Valentine's Day?
Christmas.
Christmas. And why Christmas?
Just the whole feel. You know, you see family, the smells, the food, just...
I also base my holidays on smells.
The smells
color
are underrated,
and smell.
Though, yeah?
How does a St. Patrick's Day smell? Just like stale beer?
Oh, throw up? Yeah.
Yeah, vomit? Yep. I love me a good vomit-smelling holiday.
At 9 a.m.
All green up. 81% of people, 81% of people in a national survey said they love Valentine's Day. 81%!
You feel it all day. It's so lovely.
I'm shocked by that because usually all you ever hear about is people complaining about the stress of Valentine's Day.
Exactly.
So we just did an informal survey of 10 Eric in the Morning listeners. Said, which one gets you more excited, Valentine's Day or Christmas? What do you think the results were?
Wow, this is hard, but I'll say maybe just... Yeah,
all
because
right.
I think... Okay, so I'm going to say 7 people said Christmas.
Oh, okay.
No, I'll go with 8 then, Christmas.
9 people said Christmas.
All 10 said Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Restoring
wow.
my faith a little bit. I love Valentine's Day, mainly because of the color and the smell. It's fantastic.
Do you remember last year I brought you guys all Valentine's Day candies?
I don't recall.
And nobody even opened them.
There you go.
Mentioned it.
See,
I was like,
that speaks to the holiday.
I probably ate them so fast I forgot, but thank you.
Yeah. Well,
quit
I'm
making
just...
it all right.
Well, it sounds mean
Where's
if we didn't
song?
Respond or.
But it's funnier.
I gave you guys all Valentine's, yeah, because I love it that
all
much.
All right is not funny.
That's true.
Violetta, I would like to apologize a year later for that based on what you've just said. I'm sure it was delicious and I loved it. I'll send you a card.
I'll repost it because I know I took a picture of it.
Your strange honeymoon location. Where was it? I really hope we get a Niagara Falls call. I really do. Your strange honeymoon location. Hi there, Alex.
Hi. My wife and I went to my aunt-in-law's cabin in Branson, Missouri.
That one will kick you in the shins. How was it?
Yeah.
It was absolutely terrible. We had to, like, gather wood and go grocery shopping.
Go grocery shopping.
There was a chance we weren't going to survive.
We didn't have enough
bad beans. We had to go gather wood.
I don't even understand why you had to...
And go to the
why?
Aldi.
Why did you go?
That is not love. There was no room service.
Right.
We saw the Dolly Parton show 7 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your unpredictable, surprising, strange honeymoon destination. Took you where, Bill?
Hey, we went to French Lick, Indiana.
Lovely part of the country. Oh, lovely French. Part.
I've seen the signs.
Yeah, home of Larry Bird.
That's right, most famous
home
thing from
Larry
there.
Home of Larry Bird.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Why did you select French Lick to celebrate your love?
Well, we were poor college students, and my dad footed one night away, and we chose French Lick where we could bowl and ride horses.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, that says I love you like a bowling night in French Lick.
Yeah. It's like,
you know what's romantic? Natalie, yeah. This sounds incredibly romantic.
I just did a river cruise through Central Europe on a boat with a bunch of senior citizens.
Ah, the old Viking cruise with senior citizens.
Oh, my God, I know of them.
Yeah.
It was lovely, and they were lovely people, and we had a great time. Yeah. But people were confused as to why we chose Central Europe in December.
As were you.
Right. Yeah.
But Mabel and Herb were really happy for you.
They were delightful.
They loved celebrating your love with a little Prosecco at 3:30 in the afternoon, then a nap.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. It's great. Look at this. You ready for this? How are you planning on celebrating your honeymoon, Kim?
I'm leaving for dips in a Mexico trip tomorrow.
Woo! Look at you.
You're going to be celebrating your honeymoon with us?
Absolutely.
Ooh,
and actually,
tactical air.
It's before the wedding. We get married next month.
Wow. Oh. So you're doing the wedding before, the honeymoon before the wedding?
Yes, we are.
Which is also non-traditional.
Yeah.
How close was it to Niagara Falls beating out Chip's Dip in a Mexico trip as your destination?
Was it close?
Thank you. I think we can call this a success.
Coming back.
I currently hold the record for the coach that got the quickest technical in 8th grade basketball history.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
First game, 35 seconds in. That's hard to do.
Yeah, can you tell us what you did again?
You coached?
Nothing.
Yeah, he did.
You didn't do anything? They just didn't like your face?
Well, I think right out of the gate, like the second play down, they might have missed something.
Did you cuss at him or throw F-bombs at him?
No, it was Catholic school, middle school basketball. No, God, no.
Sorry, what was it?
No, God, no.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know, the official ran by, and I think generally in middle school. No, stop. In middle school basketball, I think, I tripped him and then swore at him and kicked him.
You can't understand why they booted you.
Yeah. Why don't you go work on that Liberty Mutual spot for these guys and
get
back when we're done.
Yeah, you don't hear me or here.
Yeah. Where was I?
You got a technical and you set a record for the quickest technical in middle school basketball.
I don't know.
History.
I just said something to him. You know, and I think the officials in eighth grade generally aren't used to the coach saying something to them.
Sure. You understand that. You try to be sportsmen. You understand they're going to have a tough job.
I worked on him
a little bit. I would love to see you coach children.
And he hit me up with a technical like 35 seconds in.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'll show
and I turned
you.
Around to the parents that were sitting right behind me. I looked at my own. Did that really just happen?
Then you're inciting the crowd.
No, even the crowd was like, whoa, we haven't seen that before.
That's going to get you suspension.
That official had it in for me all year.
Really? Did he keep doing it over
and
over?
Oh, yeah. He would come walking. We had him like every game, and he would come walking and stare at me. I'm like, I know. I won't say
you should have bribed him.
Oh, you turn the home crowd on somebody like that, they're going to get back to you.
Tripping, cussing, bribing. 312-233-1019. Today's Mixed Morning Mindbender. New reports, new surveys. An expert says being blank with your partner is the key to a long-term successful relationship. Many people might consider this a bad thing.
Hmm.
As it turns out, it's a good thing. Jennifer?
Being honest?
Honest. No. That would be bad.
Yeah, don't do that. Oh, my gosh. No.
It's not being honest, but thank you, Jennifer. That's a good guess. As it turns out, Amy, being blank with your partner is the key to a long-term successful relationship.
Being boring?
Exactly right. Boring is the key to relationship success.
Mm.
Yes,
that makes
sense. Violetta is shaking her head no, and she's the single girl and doesn't understand, but will one day when she becomes incredibly boring.
No.
Yeah. Are you in a relationship, Amy?
I am.
Have you reached boring status yet?
I guess so. I don't know. We've been together 20 years.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, it's good boring.
Did you have a problem with this answer? You appeared to a second ago.
Well, I mean, is comfortable the same as boring?
Mark Manson, the author of The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. That's a book. The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F.
Okay.
Says relationships should be as boring as possible to last the test of time, telling Business Insider. It sounds really weird to say, but people, if you think about it, a really happy 80-year-old couple has been together for 60 years, and the reason that they've been together 60 years, it isn't because they took all these private jets and they had crazy vacations and took great pictures. It's because they were able and comfortable being boring together.
I just used
they
the
were
word.
Able to spend year after year sitting around the house, yeah. talking about the same boring stuff, watching TV, watching movies, cooking dinner, and the key is it was fine. They didn't get freaked out about it.
Right.
That's there was nothing excited. There was nothing blowing up. There was no huge drama with dishes
right.
flying.
You don't have to try
they
too hard.
They were just boring.
Right. You don't have to try too hard.
That's because, like it or not, no matter who you are, that is life at some point. So you want to be with someone who's cool with you doing that.
Absolutely.
What's the problem, Violetta?
Oh, my God. So many things with all those things. First of all, I hate the word fine. Mm-hmm. You don't want just a fine life. You want a really nice, good, exciting life.
Can I answer that? Yes, you do. Wait 60 years and see if you're able to maintain. That's
right, the expectations.
To this
right.
isn't to say you do it all, but you
well, there's
think
ebbs
you're
and flows. I get that.
It. They're
ebbs
talking
and flows.
About when you ebb. Or flow, mm-hmm. you need to be okay with the ebb.
Yeah.
When you start freaking out about the ebb,
yeah.
that's when you have the trouble. I missed this. I don't know if you saw the picture. The New York Post says the man who became an internet sensation on Sunday night during the Super Bowl after he was photographed sleeping
oh, yeah.
at the Super Bowl has been identified.
Yep. Who is that guy?
I missed sleeping, dude. Was he in his seat?
Yeah, I saw mm-hmm. it after the fact. I didn't see it live during the game, but I saw it yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
His name is Declan Kelly, and he worked for the Clintons.
Really?
Yeah. Kelly now works as an advisor to several CEOs and corporations and has not yet publicly said why he was soundly sleeping during the Super Bowl. So he was in a seat.
He was in a seat, snoozing.
Leaning back.
Yeah. Head all the way back.
Eyes closed.
Head back, legs out.
Really just soaking it all up.
Yeah.
Out
full
like
on
a light.
Out cold.
Out like a light.
Yeah.
Maybe he got
I
free.
I think he does a lot of volunteer work as well.
Could be.
You know, it's a strange place to fall asleep, isn't it? The Super Bowl?
Yeah. It's a weird place.
Who does that?
I don't know.
Clinton or whatever his name is.
Declan
What's his name?
Kelly
Declan
does.
Kelly. Okay, there you go.
Declan Kelly falls asleep at the Super Bowl. Violetta is done for the day. There's only one traffic left. Why don't you knock off?
No, honestly, there's not much going on.
You don't even need it.
Just, right. I'm going to go.
312-233-1019. So you normally wouldn't fall asleep at the Super Bowl, given the hype. The revelry, the excitement,
yeah.
the amount you probably paid for your ticket. He certainly didn't. Somebody else probably gave that to him.
Right,
you get the idea.
Right, right.
We're looking for 312-233-1019. The unexpected place you nodded off. The unexpected place you nodded off. Like right now, I'm just hoping sweet sleep overtakes me.
An indefinite.
Yeah. That would be a gift to me right now, a gift.
You ever know anybody at a radio station who did fall asleep during their air shift? I have known people.
You hear about that, yeah. Usually the people that work the overnight shift.
Yeah, then they put an alarm in so that wakes them up.
Right.
I swear this happened.
Right.
Like,
I've known people that have
snooze.
Worked at radio stations and fallen asleep for like an hour and a half and nobody noticed.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah. Yeah. 312-233-1019. The surprising place you nodded off. Overnight at the radio station? Row 71 of the Super Bowl? Or where? Shauna.
I fell asleep during Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Okay.
Hamilton. Again, we use those tickets on you.
Right.
You have to be exhausted.
You know, those Broadway shows will really wear you out, Kim.
I fell asleep during the Phantom of the Opera after a champagne brunch.
There's a theme here.
Yeah. Phantom of the Opera. I might nod off, too.
Yeah.
Very possible I might nod off. I wish I could find the drop. Virginia, I would nod off during this as well. Where'd you fall asleep unexpectedly? Hi, Virginia. Hello. We got
I'm
you
sorry.
Now.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yes. I fell asleep in an MRI machine with the banging and all that thumping that goes
yeah.
on.
Yeah, yeah.
They woke me up, pulled me out, like, hey, you have to do things in here.
Right.
Oh, man.
You need to stop breathing every occasionally. Hold your breath, all that kind of
right.
stuff.
You
are
right.
now cold.
Man.
Put him right to sleep, Emily. Hi, Emily.
Actually, it's John.
Oh, hold on, John. Hey, Emily. I'm having a hell of a time here.
Really close.
Hang on, John. Hey, Emily. Hi,
Hello.
Emily. Hi. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, he fell asleep at the Jonas Brothers concert.
Who did?
You did not.
My
Who?
My brother.
Your brother.
Oh, he did not.
He was exhausted. Yeah. Younger brother, older brother?
Hello?
Yeah, I give up with you.
We got it. We got it.
I got it. I don't need you anymore.
Okay.
Hi, Emily. Have a great day.
Hello?
Again, like I said, I'm just hoping sweet sleep takes me soon. I really do. Hello?
Brother.
Are we on the air? What? You know, Eric, a lot of times they give all of the proceeds to the underprivileged children in Namibia.
She works with UNICEF.
I know they do. And finally, hey, John, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
John, you unexpectedly nodded off where?
Actually, not me. My buddy's nodded off at the Joliet NASCAR race.
Oh, man.
That did not happen.
That is impossible.
Loud. How could he sleep during that?
I have no idea. I swear to God, I all four of us were there, and I looked over, and he's out cold, and I'm like, how is that even possible?
Oh, man.
It's so loud.
I know.
Maybe he got hypnotized by the repetitive movement in
it's
a left
so loud.
Circle.
I don't even know how you could be that soothed by it.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.